We believe as Tlingit Haida Tsimshian people, everything has a spirit. Genesis talks about it in the Bible, everything has a spirit. Creator gave us a spirit. Creator gave everything a spirit.
That's Willard Jackson Sr., a member of the Tongass tribe. Jackson came to Wrangell from Ketchikan to take part in the blessing of the cedar trees that will be used in the renovation of the Chief Sheikh's tribal house. This renovation comes after structural engineers found significant water and wood rot damage to the main beams and posts of the more than 70-year-old clan house. Helping guide the ceremony, Jackson says it's important that the wood be properly blessed.
These poles were cut to fit the longhouse, the Sheikh's longhouse, and we believe they still have a spirit. And we needed to bless them because some of these corner posts are going to be carved and tell the history of the Sheikh's people. And we wanted to make sure we didn't miss anything and bless these poles and bless the carvers and bless all those who took part in it to get it to where it's at today.
The Wrangell Cooperative Association, the local tribal council, organized the event, which included local native leaders, elders, singers, and dancers. As part of the ceremony, Jackson performed a peace offering song to the cedar trees that were donated by the Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation. Don Hutchinson Stevens was one of those singing and dancing in the ceremony.
My Tlingit name is Glance. I'm a raven, Kiksudi, frog from the Sun House in Wrangell, and I'm a grandchild of the Nanya Ai.
Sitting outside Wrangell's carving shed after the ceremony, Hutchinson Stevens says she's excited to see another milestone met.
It makes us really feel good that we can keep moving ahead on our project. And it feels good to carry out the tradition of thanking Mother Earth and the trees for their sacrifice for us, because that's what we're asking them to do, is to sacrifice themselves for our restoration project. And so this gives us strength. It gives us more strength to carry on and do more.
Cooperative Association Office Manager Carol Snoddy says now that the posts are blessed, work can begin on reconstructing the tribal house. She says once the house is back up, they will move forward to phase two of the project, which is the construction of Wrangell's first community carving shed.
It'll be a multi-purpose facility for the townspeople, not only for the tribe, but the townspeople. After that, our plan is to repair, replicate, and repaint our totems and get them back up on the island.
Snoddy says a rededication ceremony will be held for the completion of the renovated tribal house on Chief Sheikh's Island in the spring of 2013. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.